Agentic AI, the future of automation. I've spent most of my career automating things humans didn't want to do anymore. Provisioning infrastructure, reconciling data, chasing approvals, cleaning up after systems that behaved exactly as designed, just not as intended. Lately, the conversation has shifted from automation to agents, not chatbots, not copilots. Actual software entities that can decide what to do next, execute actions, observe the result, and adjust. In enterprise environments, agentic AI isn't about intelligence, it's about control. I've built plenty of classic automation stacks. Azure functions triggered by Event Grid, logic apps glued together with Service Bus, Terraform pipelines enforcing guardrails through policy as code. That model works when the world is predictable. The problem is that enterprise environments stopped being predictable a long time ago. Approval flows change mid-quarter. Data contracts drift. APIs behave differently across regions. And just this once, exceptions become permanent. Traditional automation assumes the happy path is stable. In my experience, it never is. Teams respond by adding more conditions, more branching, more YAML, until the automation becomes harder to reason about than the manual process it replaced. That's the wall. An agent isn't just a script with better language skills. The real difference is that an agent owns a goal, not a flow. One simple objective I've implemented is this: ensure an Azure subscription remains compliant with internal cost and security policy, not run this check every night, not execute steps A through F, just the outcome. The best systems I've seen follow a simple loop. They observe the current state. They decide on the smallest safe action that moves toward the goal. They act, maybe by creating a pull request or opening a ticket, and they explain their decision in a way a human can audit. That decision point is the shift. You stop designing workflows and start designing constraints. The real enterprise question is rarely, can it act? It's, can we control it, constrain it, and explain its actions? I wouldn't deploy agentic AI into core transaction systems or anything that directly touches regulated data flows. Not yet. Where it works today is in what I call the gray zones of enterprise IT, areas that are operationally critical but already semi-manual. Cloud cost optimization is a good example. I've used agents to analyze daily cost management exports, correlate them with tagging quality and usage patterns, and propose actions like right-sizing or SKU changes. The agent didn't execute blindly. Below a certain spend threshold, it could act directly. Above that, it produced a change plan with justification. Humans stayed in the loop, but the cognitive load dropped dramatically. This consistently outperformed static FinOps rules, not because the agent was smarter, but because it adapted when reality didn't match assumptions. And finance teams don't care how smart a system is. They care whether last month's bill doubled. Most agent demos ignore governance. In enterprise environments, and especially in EU context, that's simply not acceptable. Every production-worthy agent I've worked with had a tightly constrained identity, no wildcard permissions, and full action logging with audit trails an auditor could actually follow. In one public sector project, data residency requirements ruled out hosted LLM endpoints entirely. The agent ran on an Azure OpenAI deployment pinned to an EU region with no data retention and explicit legal approval. That constraint shaped the architecture more than the model did. If you can't explain to an auditor why an agent took an action, you shouldn't deploy it. Fully autonomous agents are usually a bad idea in large organizations. I've seen teams push autonomy too far, too fast. The result wasn't innovation. It was incident reviews and emergency kill switches. Enterprises don't fail because systems can't act. They fail because nobody knows who's accountable when something goes wrong. The pattern that survives is graduated autonomy. Start by observing, then recommend, then allow constrained execution, and only expand autonomy when trust is earned. Agentic systems also aren't cheap, not in compute and not in thinking time. We had to cap reasoning cycles, batch evaluations, and deliberately accept lower quality decisions during peak hours to stay within budget. Those trade-offs were explicit, documented, and approved. That's how these systems get accepted. If I were starting again, I'd invest less in agent frameworks and more in observability. Clear state models, decision logs, replayable actions. Agents don't fail silently, they fail creatively. When they do, you need forensic visibility, not just metrics. Agentic AI isn't replacing automation. It's sitting above it, deciding when and how to apply the boring, reliable primitives we already trust. What changes is who's driving? I don't think the future is swarms of autonomous agents running wild. I think it's fewer humans doing better work because the system finally understands the messiness we've been pretending doesn't exist. If this perspective resonates, there's more like it on my site. I share real-world case studies, architecture decisions, and patterns that actually survive enterprise constraints. If you're experimenting with agentic systems and want a second opinion, you can also try Ask Claudia. It's built to reason about architecture, governance, and trade-offs, not just generate answers. And if you'd rather talk it through, I offer free consultations, as well as hands-on workshops and training sessions for teams that need to design these systems safely, not just quickly. Thanks for listening.